You're listening to Expansion, the podcast for EXP agents. Expand your skill. Expand your value. Here's your host, Glenn Sanford.
Hey everyone, Glenn Sanford here, and I'm super excited to talk with Wee Win. He's a five-time Icon agent out of Houston, Texas. He runs a small team. He's been also big on also agent attraction. He's grown a nice size revenue share group, but he's just an all around great guy. Thanks for jumping on the podcast.
Glenn, thank you so much for your time. And you have no idea how excited I am, you know, to be able to have this conversation with you. I see you in Cabo, you know, I see you a number of times, but, you know, really, really get excited to have a one-on-one conversation with you like this.
Oh, yeah. No, this is awesome. And you've been in real estate almost the same time that EXP has been around. So when you started, what, real estate at the bottom of the housing market?
I wouldn't say it's the bottom. I would say I got lucky on that part, Glenn. You know, right just after I graduated college, you know, houses is still like really, really cheap. I remember my first house, I was able to buy it with a $35,000 per year salary. And my house, you know, is still, I remember I got it for $75,000. $75,000 for a three-bedroom, two-bedroom house in Houston, Texas. And that is my first home. And fast forward now, you know, here we are with EXP.
You know, you started in real estate, I think, what, about 15 years ago?
So I started real estate. You know, I got really, really kind of lucky right after I graduated college, Glenn. You know, the housing market is still at the bottom, like you say. But I see an opportunity, right? You know, I just got out of college. I got lucky. I got a job and it paid me $35,000 per year salary. And I kind of used a salary to, you know, buy my first home, if you will. And I still remember it's $80,000 for that house, right? I still keep it now. It's still one of my rental. But that house kind of kickstarted my real estate journey, right? It gets me really excited about real estate, about, you know, real estate investment, which is what I am originally is. You know, I'm an investor. And then fast forward, you know, you keep buying one rental house after another, you know, keep working hard at your job, you know, save some money, buy another rental house. And then long story short, you know, I landed at EXP Realty in about, I think at the end of 2017 is where I actually found.
Now your website, I think cashflownotepad.com, the cashflowshop.com, your Instagram cashflowagent. So do you focus primarily on investors? Is that your niche?
Yep, that is absolutely my niche. So this is what I tell everybody, especially the team in my group. I believe that real estate is just about math, right? If you get the mathematics correct, if you buy the home correctly, if you understand how much you're going to get as far as the cash on cash return, you know, as far as the return on investment, the appreciation, the depreciation, you know, if you just buy real estate based on math and kind of put your emotion away for a little bit, that piece of real estate will take care of itself and it will take care of you and your family when you buy it right with the underlying mathematics correctly.
So when you think about, you know, educating clients, finding clients, building up your database, are you using social media? Are you using meetups? Are you using just repeat referral? How do you prospect?
So I have different way to find client. And if you look at the note, you know, first and foremost, you know, Glenn, I strongly believe that, you know, you are your best client. I think it was, I forgot the name, but I think it was, somebody, a trainer that say it. It's going to come back to my, it's going to come back to me later, but I believe that you are your best client. So actually half of my production is actually my personal production. This is the house that I buy for rental myself. This is the house that I buy to flip. And then, you know, if you do something so good, all of a sudden people is going to start notice you, right? So your friend is going to start asking you like, hey, Hui, can you, you know, you are so good at finding deal for investment property. Can you help me find a couple rental house? And then that friend tell a friend, you know, and then your coworkers start to notice about it. So back then I worked for Hewlett Packard. I worked for Schlumberger. all of a sudden people around you, they notice you are moving and doing things, and then they asking for you to help. So those become my client base, right? So number one, I get my real estate license to serve me, myself, for my investment property. And then, you know, you serve your friends, you serve your family, you serve your colleague, basically all the people around you, right? So I have a really big sphere of influence. And then, you know, later on with technology, you know, you kind of translate that on social media, on Facebook, you know, on Instagram. And now one of my favorite tools to generate lead, like right now is actually Google. If you keep, I believe that if you have a good Google presence, right now, Glenn, if you go to Google and you type in, you know, Houston real estate investment property specialist, I'm going to be the top five that's going to pop up. And that is how I generate. Yep. You know, by just serving people, you know, number one, serving people around you. And then number two, you know, getting your name out using social media and especially Google right now.
Okay. And are you paying for that? Are you doing PPC or is that organic traffic?
Surprisingly, it's actually just organic. So I treat Google like social media, you know, so I would consistently post over there daily, you know, feature property, the home I just closed, especially I host a lot of events. So I would post event over there too. So I'm very, very active on Google, and I treat Google, you know, just like a social media platform, right? I update all my hour, just basically go there and do something in Google, either me or my virtual assistant. We go there and we basically work Google. And especially you have to ask for review, right? Review is so, so important, right? I can tell it doesn't matter how much I can sell myself, but if after the show, I can get a 5-star review from Glenn Stanford, man, my life will be set.
Five-star with me, that's for sure.
Thank you so much.
So what type of lead flow do you get from that? And this is your Google for business page. Is that what's showing up then?
Yeah. So I believe that people attract to me because of my, investment, because of the way I buy investment property, because the way I analyze the number. Yeah. So, you know, on my Google page, you know, it's just, you know, my name, Huy Nguyen, you know, EXP Realty. Investment property specialist, right? So if you, and I have a lot of keyword in there, for example, EXP Realty, investment property in Houston. So if you look for those keyword, you know, you're going to land into my Google page, right? So you're going to read the, number one, you're going to read my review. Number two, you're going to read, you know, you're going to see all my posts. And number three, you're going to see all my video, right? So all of a sudden, you know, this lead coming from the internet that looking for investment property in Houston, all of a sudden they're getting to know me through video. And then, you know, eventually you're going to land it into my, you know, landing page. And then from the landing page, there's going to be a Calendly link. So that way, if Glenn is looking for a Houston investment property in Houston, and he kind of like this guy named Huy, he can click on the link and then schedule a 10-minute phone call or Zoom meeting with me.
Okay. Oh, awesome. And how many leads a month do you get from that?
Organically, I would say 1 to 2, and I mean these are really, really good lead.
So they close 50% of the time, 25% of the time.
I don't want to jinx it, but I would say so far, you know, I've been closing more than 50%. So maybe 75%. You know, maybe 3 people, 2.5 people would close with me. You know, because when you already consume, you know, my content, they already, you know, like me, trust me, you know, before they even book an appointment with me, right? So, you know, all those, I don't have a lot of lead flow. All the people that contact me, you know, I tend to become friends with them really quickly.
Okay. And then, so that's a big one. Where else do you, it sounds like that's the highest, is that your highest converting funnel, your Google business page?
I would say so. Yeah. And then my other lead source, you know, to be honest, I don't have a big set of client, right? I don't have 100 people that I serve then. But I just have a few people, but these people are like me, right? So for example, I flip home. So I would flip about, you know, 2-3 home a month. You know, that is my average right now. And then I just happen to know a couple other investors that also flip about 2-3 home per month. And then they use me as a listing agent. So all of a sudden, you know, you have a very few subset of client, you know, a very few people that you work with, but these are high caliber people. They're constantly doing deal. They're constantly buying. They're constantly selling. And for me, it's just, you know, keep my business super, super simple, right? So I was able to achieve Icon back to back. And then all the time that I have left, I was able to use it on agent attraction.
Oh, awesome. Now, how much time, obviously, if you're flipping personally 2 to 3 homes a month, I'm assuming that you've got some methodology for finding properties for yourself. And obviously, some of them you jump on, some of them your investors jump on. What is that? What's your methodology for finding prospective properties?
Yeah, so I have what we call a buy box, right? So Glenn Stanford buy box, you know, what property that you're looking for is going to be different from my buy box, and it's going to be different from other people buy box. And just give you an example, right? So my personal buy box would be, you know, like, hey, my name is Hui. I'm an investor. I only buy houses, you know, within 40 minutes from where I'm at, right? So my zip code is 77065. You know, if I have to travel too far, I'm not going to buy it. So anything within 40 minutes, 3 or 4 bedroom, 2 bath, you know, with a slab, you know, under $200,000 in Houston, you can still find those deals. And then they have to be, you know, the year bill is going to be above 1980, because I don't want to deal with, you know, like really, really old house. And surprisingly, if you see on the MOS, there's going to be a lot of houses, you know, distressed house on the MOS in Houston right now that is selling for, you know, 180, 170, that you can fix it up, you know, let's say for $30,000, and then you can sell it in the low 300, right? So I still have a gap there that I can make the spread. And because I'm in the business for a very long time, when I come in with an offer, Glenn, I don't put option period, right? So let's say I'm going to say, hey, Glenn, Glenn is a listing agent. I'm going to say, hey, Glenn, I really like your house. I go see it already. Here's the offer. This is not a blind offer, but I'm going to put in $10,000 earnest money with no option fee, because I know exactly what I'm going to do already. So Mr. Seller, all those that, you know, my list, my offer is going to be a little lower than everybody that you receive, but this is a solid offer, right? So I would give very high earnest money with no option period. And we get deal a lot from the MOS or the wholesaler. Here's my friend, you know, we love our wholesaler. So we would work with the wholesaler to get the deal from them as well.
Okay, so you're your own local open door.
There you go. You got it. You got it.
There you go. So now have you engaged with the Express Offers group to get your buy box put into Express Offers?
Oh, I would love to. That would be a great idea. I never thought about that. Yeah, I would. You know, I would always think about it from the agent side. But yeah. But I never think about, you know, the qualification to be on the Express Offer platform. That would be amazing. Thank you for letting me know that.
Yeah, there's two ways to think about Express Offers. One is if you by the way, you could plug in potential investors that have a buy box that buy, you know, 10, 15, 20, 25 homes a year on the back end. And so they would get a first look at properties that are going in, because it's kind of it's really an iBuyer platform. The difference is that Express Offers is backed by hundreds of buyers. And so if anybody that you put on the platform buys a property, you actually get paid every time they buy a property, even if you didn't bring them the property. So just the fact that they're a buyer on the back end. And then the second part is when a property sells through that, there's also some there. Anyway, there's different opportunities there. And so I would definitely check out Express Offers and plugging in your buy box and seeing if some things can come through there as well.
I see. Wow. All right. Express Offer 101 for me. Thank you, Glenn. Let me look into it.
Yeah, no. Well, it'd be great to get your feedback too, because one of the things I've thought about is this idea of driving traffic to Express Offers, and then you would actually get benefited from anybody who submits their properties through Express Offers as well. So there are people who just say, hey, I just want an offer, and they're not as concerned about, you know, maximizing their dollars. They're more interested in speed. They got to sell for some reason. They got to do it quickly, and so Express Offers gives them sort of a potential. And then we also partner with I think we've partnered with Open Door and some others on the back end as well. So,
I see. Wow. All right. Thing to do. Thank you.
So now how are, you know, you mentioned your online presence, you've got your core clientele, some that, you know, buy multiple properties. How big is your database of clients that you work with?
I would say, you know, it's just around 100 people, to be honest with you. I don't have a big database.
Okay. Now, do you have them in a CRM? Do you manage them in your phone? What's your vehicle for just keeping track of your clients?
Yeah. So let me back it up a little bit. You know, like 100 people, I told you, you know, these are actually 100 people that I kind of know them a lot because they work with me. I know them, you know, from my past life. So these are 100 people I really, really know. But as far as, you know, people that just hit my website, you know, people that came across me, you know, KV Core, right? You know, I just use KV Core to capture the lead and then just put them into KV Core. And these are going to be my core lead, right? So I kind of have like two different database. So basically KV Core, I'm going to use it to treat all my core lead, the people that I haven't met yet. But after I met you already, Glenn, I moved them into a system. It's called Homebot. Have you ever heard of Homebot?
Homebot, yeah, that's, I think I have. There's a gentleman named Ernie that sort of runs that company, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so I really like Homebot because I actually use it for myself. So I would input Glenn in as my client. And then, you know, and then Glenn is going to tell me how many property that Glenn have. And then the system, it automatically keep you updated with the house value. You know, like, hey, Glenn, this is your house at ABC Main Street. This is the value as of March, right? And this is how much equity that you have. This is how much loan that you have. And then, you know, if you refinance out, you know, this is how much cash you're going to get. So basically, when I put my investor hat on, you know, I think one of the job description of an investor, you have to keep track of your equity and you have to keep track of your debt, right? You know, that equity and debt ratio, you always need to keep track of it as from an investor standpoint. And Homebot allow me to do it. It allow all my clients to do it, right? So I use Homebot for everybody that I have a transaction with.
Okay, awesome.
Yep. And then, go ahead. No, I was saying, you know, like translate to Asian attraction. You know, I use another system, you know, for Asian, right? Because these are actually three separate, you know, database, three separate, you know, business. So I don't want to, you know, commingle them. So I use CAM Grow for Asian attraction as well.
Okay, awesome. So obviously you know, there's a lot of icons that I interview. You're active in both the agent attraction side as well as the production side. Which part of the business are you excites you the most? Is it growing your production and growing your personal net worth through property acquisition, or I guess maybe where does attraction fit in your business plan?
Yeah. So Glenn, so this come back to my story in the beginning when I'm looking for something, you know, and I didn't know that thing is called eXp Realty. I didn't want to quit my IT job. Back then I worked for Schlumberger. I didn't want to quit a job and then, you know, you're going to come in and you're going to have like what? A sales job, right? So I keep looking for, you know, something that, you know, it's going to be at least give me some kind of equity and it's going to give me some form of, you know, passive income or residual income, right, in the company. And all of a sudden, you know, I found eXp Realty. I was so, so happy, right? So Glenn, to answer your question, what excited me that, you know, if I am able to create wealth and then I'm happy, right? You know, I need to be able to create wealth for me, my family, all the people around me. I either do that, you know, to real estate traditionally, you know, just, you know, flipping property and then use the, use the money that you get, you know, to buy, you know, either long-term rental, mid-term rental, short-term rental, commercial, basically hold as much of real estate as you can. But now over here, you know, all of a sudden, Glenn, you give us a glyph of Asian attraction, right? So not only that I can buy property for my client, you know, or do real estate the traditional way with eXp Realty, I can actually build equity with you, with this company, right? So all of a sudden I have this equity in this publicly traded company. I got so excited. And then I get to share that, you know, with my community, right? The people that basically my brother and sister, they do deal with me. You know, I really like them and together we, you know, we have revenue share, you know, which is the form of passive income, right? And then all of a sudden we have equity. So all of a sudden, you know, like all the picture, you know, everything that I kind of dream kind of fall into places, right? You build wealth here with real estate and then you build wealth here with eXp Realty. And I was like, Amanda, where do I sign up?
So for you, it was a no-brainer.
For me, it's a no-brainer. To be honest, I'm a little skeptical in the beginning because, you know, I'm so new to all this and I'm so scared. Glenn, you know, quitting your job is so scary. I was so scared when I gave that 3-week notice, you know, give up basically my salary, my income, my college degree. But I don't know. It's just that, you know, I see Amanda Weisbeer, which is my sponsor. And then, you know, I obviously stalk you to see like who you are back then, you know, 7 years ago. And I kind of see Brent. I see all the people, you know, that is with this company, right? And I was like, hey, these are good guys, right? I want to be around them. So let me just jump and see what happened. To be honest, Glenn, it was super scary, but I think it turned out to be fine.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, you know, everything that is worthwhile tends to be on the other side of some amount of fear.
Yeah, I was so stressed out, you know, it's just weird not to have a job to back you up anymore. But, I guess I just have to jump and make the leap of faith.
Well, I was raised a little bit different than most people. My dad told me that it was riskier to take a job than to be an entrepreneur.
There you go.
Yeah. So when you take a job, that's the most you'll make. And when you're an entrepreneur, the world's your oyster. So
there you go. You got to have at least 7 stream of income. And, you know, I didn't feel like, you know, having just a job, you know, it's just my mind's like, hey, let's just take the jump and see what happened. It was so scary.
There you go. Hey, last question before we wrap. If there was one piece of advice you can give to EXP agents, what would it be?
I would say dream big. I know a lot of people say this already, but it's kind of my mistake as well, Glenn. You know, I just, you know, since the beginning, you know, I just want to lay low. I don't want anybody, people to know about me. You know, I just want to buy a house, have a job, have a car, and then that's it, right? But you know, if you do that, you number one, you couldn't serve anybody. And number two, you know, there's no way for you to make an impact in the world, right? And in your community with being small. So I would, you know, strongly encourage you for the best you can, you know, dream big in the beginning, right? Because when you dream big, you know, you have bigger plan, you can impact bigger community. You can just, you're not being, you know, you can't serve anybody being small. That's what I'm trying to say. And especially with EXP Realty, we have a gift, you know, of the equity. We have a gift of revenue share. You just have to go all out and share this gift. You know that, Glenn, thank you for giving us the gift, right? We just have to go all out and share the gift, right? If you hold it to yourself and then, well, you're selfish.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, and people are more likely to follow people with big dreams than small dreams. So it's much more attractive. Hey, we thank you for jumping on today. Also, thanks everyone for listening. You might have heard some of the places you can find we, Instagram, Cashflow Agent, online, cashflownotepad.com or thecashflowshop.com. But again, we thanks for jumping on and thanks for being part of the podcast.
Man, Glenn, thank you so much. And I see you at EXP Con. You know, I'm not sure if I can go to EXP International, but we see. That's a fun route.
Hey, there's one in Toronto in May, you know. Anyway, okay, sounds good. Thanks, Wee. Okay.
All right, bye, guys. Thank you, Glenn.
You've been listening to Expansion. Tune in every Tuesday for new episodes. Thanks for being the best part of EXP.